views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Sonny's Barbecue. Come on, everybody, and welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel. You're listening to News Radio Pensacola. Thank you so much for joining me this morning. I'm Jenna Barr, spending this gorgeous Friday morning with you. You can join on Into the Conversation in the text line at 850-437-1620 here at News Radio 92.3. Let's go ahead and welcome our next expert. Yeah, you didn't hear that wrong. Our expert of the day knows all things barbecue, one of our local favorites here, a Florida-based company. We have Eldon Scott. Good morning.
Good morning.
We are you? So excited. Well, I'm
I don't
excited.
Know if you're more excited than me. I'm pretty excited.
Did you sleep last night?
I did sleep pretty good last night.
A little bit?
Yeah,
okay.
Absolutely.
Well, I have to tell you, I hope that you're posting some of this to y'all's Facebook.
Oh, we're streaming live on Facebook.
Okay, excellent.
Page.
Yeah. So you need to check it out later. If you can't watch right now, you're tuning in your car, please don't Facebook and drive.
No.
But Eldon is dressed for the occasion. And coming up, Eldon has a guest with us as well we're going to talk with later on in the show. Of course, we have four convenient locations here in Pensacola when it comes to Sonny's Barbecue, the 9th Avenue location, Pine Forest, Navy Boulevard, Highway 90, and Pace. You guys definitely make sure that every corner,
yes,
I'm sure you're not stopping.
We're covering the listening area, as
and the
they
food.
Say.
You have food.
And we have the food truck. We're out in the community. Yes, ma'am.
You go to events and everything.
Running into events. And
I told you that's how I know y'all.
We were just down at the 4th of July celebration. The Cat Country was there.
That's right.
News Radio was there. Pensacola Chamber was there. We had a great time. Served a bunch of pulled pork sandwiches and chopped brisket sandwiches, and everybody enjoyed it. It was a fantastic day.
And we're just continuing. This is a great show for doing Blue Angels Friday.
I mean, America, right?
Exactly. And if you haven't thought about what you're going to take out to the beach tomorrow, it's a perfect thing to go ahead and grab, throw in the fridge, get ready, wrap it up. 100%. You know me and my Ziplocs. I've already let Eldon know I'm obsessed with Ziplocs.
Ziploc sauce.
That's how you're
going
to save
it. I already
it.
Brought y'all some. Yeah, I brought y'all some office sauce when I came last week. So y'all have office sauce. But if you need it in Ziploc bags, we can accommodate. Because we're all about
sauce.
Customer service.
I'm telling you, you need to make a specific blend.
Yeah.
Of probably a little spicy because it's the office.
Well, let me tell you my personal favorite. I love our sweet sauce mixed with our sizzling sauce. So like I'll take our sweet and our sizzling and put it on my barbecue.
Oh, I'm all about the mix.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the mix is this, all about
it's
it.
It's life.
Yeah.
And now my stomach is rumbling just a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
When are you
well, I got
me?
A gift for you. It's
know,
not
I'm
gonna
so
help
excited.
The stomach rumbling, but I did bring you a little something.
I'm really excited. And, where did it go? It was right here a second ago. Oh, there it is.
Oh,
right.
You hit it. Yep.
Our friend Jess is back here helping me, and I'm super excited. I'm gonna go ahead and open it while we're live on air. If you'd like to text in any questions for Eldon while he's here, of course we're gonna talk a little bit more about their community outreach that they're doing. But we're gonna talk all things food, whether it's sauces. Oh, look at this. Or do y'all sell these?
So we don't sell those. That is a brand new thing that we have, and it doesn't have any iced tea in it because I didn't want to leak all over your fancy wrapper there that it was wrapped in. But
great.
I do have a coupon for a free iced tea in there for you.
Oh, thank you so much.
So it's a I know you can't see it on camera.
Oh,
well, you can see here. This is mine. So this is from our Sonny's conference. You are the only person that is not a Sonny employee that has one of those.
Wow. I am very honored. Thank you so much.
So
I love it.
Appreciate you having it in this morning, Jenna.
I love white. I call them koozie cups because it looks like the koozie for
and
your
here's
drink.
A fun fact about our Styrofoam cups that are so iconic and so many people are used to seeing those, right? You got a big party and you got the Sonny's cup, right? Those are 92% biodegradable within 4 years. So like earth conscious, right? And yes. what they say, you know, right. so
green minded.
Yeah. So we have a partner and those cups that they provide.
They're not all about the barbecue. They think I mean, about no, we're all about too, the barbecue right?
for sure, but we're also conscientious about our other responsibilities.
That's pretty cool. So. I'm glad that you guys were able to connect yeah. with a company that does yeah. that. That's so, amazing.
So that's great.
Yeah.
So,
you know. Hey, it's 9:42 here at News Radio Pensacola, 850-437-1620. Thank you for texting in already. Good morning to you. Jenna Barr here hanging out with Eldon Scott from Sonny's Barbecue. Oh, man, already people coming into the text line that we're making them hungry, and we haven't even discussed much yet. But do we want to go ahead and kick it off and invite someone in with yeah, your special giveaway?
Absolutely. So we're going to kick off with a special giveaway. So the first person to get to News Radio Studio is going to get a $25 gift certificate and a free sweet tea. But if you're not the first person, don't worry. We got 10 extra free sweet teas. So if you swing by the studio at any point in time, we got 10 extra free sweet teas for you.
So. Yeah. And of course, we're located at 7251 Plantation Road. That's 7251 Plantation Road in the Old Darrell's Restaurant. Of course, you might know it by our Cat Country station, our sister station, Cat Country 98.7. We have ESPN Pensacola as well as Pensacola Playlist. You'll see the signs all over
Can't
the building. And we have a lot of activity going on. So when you get here, ring that doorbell. Let front desk Tina know, FDT, that you are here for your Sonny's Barbecue $25 gift card and sweet tea, right?
Yeah.
It's sweet.
And a sweet
That's tea.
That's
how you do
I
it.
I mean,
in the
if
South.
You really want unsweet tea, you can.
I'm from up
know,
north.
Everybody's
but
got
I've
the preference.
I've gotten used to it. It's
yeah.
okay.
We're here for the Southern hospitality. And so if you want sweet tea, we can do that. If you want unsweet, we can do that too. If you want a little Arnold Palmer, we got you on that too.
That's definitely my love language.
All right.
That's amazing. All right, Eldon, as we have people kind of responding to that, let's hop on into Sonny's Barbecue and really what yeah. sets it apart in the community. We're going to get into the community outreach in a minute with our friend here. But really what sets y'all apart overall when it comes to your barbecue?
Well, we've been smoking barbecue since 1968. And
so
local pitmasters started in Gainesville, Florida. So we're just about 100 locations here across I call it the expanded Southeast. But yeah, so 100-ish stores with local pitmasters that are certified, and all of our meats are smoked fresh every night. A lot of people are like, oh, it's a chain restaurant. But no, we have local pitmasters that are certified and trained. Every evening, they're trimming briskets, seasoning briskets, our pork butts, they all go fresh on the smoker every night, smoked with real oak wood, and then also smoked at 210 degrees. And then they temp them in the morning, making sure that they're at the right temperature. Sometimes they let them go a little bit longer. And as they're taking those briskets and pork butts off, they're loading the chicken in for that day so it's fresh and ready for everybody at lunchtime when they come in.
Wow.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's
it's impressive.
24-hour work you've got going on over
Those
there.
Those smokers run 24 hours a day. So you know if it's smoking in the back, yeah. it's Sonny's in the front.
That's amazing. That needs to go on your next cup, okay?
It's on the website. It's on the website.
It's going to go on the back of the cup next. I love it. So we have a question coming in
okay.
when it comes to barbecue. Is that
yeah,
okay?
Absolutely.
All right. So Eldon is here to answer your questions at 437-1620. I want to squeeze this in before we introduce our friend Abraham here. So our question from our friend Mike. Good morning, Mike. Thanks for texting in. Good to hear from you. What is the best way to tenderize pork before you cook it?
Before you cook it.
What do you think?
I mean, really starting with a fresh cut of meat, right?
Quality.
I mean, you're a good quality product to start with. You know, we have big partnerships with some of the biggest producers, so we're able to feed thousands and thousands of people every day.
Yeah.
Starting with a good quality product. You know, some people like to inject. Some people, honestly, it's smoke.
Okay.
You know, it's the smoke. It's the most important part of it, cooking it to the proper temperature so sure. it renders and the fat renders inside of that pork butt, and you have maximum tenderness inside of that muscle when they break down properly and it's ready to pull or slice, and you got perfect.
My mouth
slow
is watering.
Barbecue.
I'm sorry. I just had to like slurp.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's good. All right, Mike, I hope that helped you. Maybe you're on your way to the butcher right now.
Yeah. Come see us at Sonny's.
Oh my gosh. He's like, I'm going to cook this at home. But
we got it
no
ready for
like
you. You
Sonny's.
Don't have to wait another 12 hey, or 18 hours.
Yeah,
to,
actually,
to
what time
it.
Do y'all usually open?
So we're
it's
open
almost
11.
10 now.
We're okay. open 11 every day. 11 every day. Yep. And then on Fridays and Saturdays, we're open till 10 o'clock. So during the week, 9:30.
Okay. Yep. That's still pretty late. 9:30 is still pretty late. Yeah. And that's for every location in
every
the area.
Every location. Yep.
Excellent.
Speaking of every location in the area, too, every Saturday, we have free kids' meals.
Oh, wow.
Free kids' meals and free grandkids' meals. So if you're bringing your grandkids, don't forget about them, because if they're 12 and under, they eat free on Saturdays at all of our locations here in the area.
That's awesome. Yeah, Nana and Pop deserve a break too, right?
Absolutely.
That's so cool that y'all do that. I really appreciate that. Hey, 850-437-1620. It's 947. We're having a lot of fun talking all things Sunny's Barbecue. Don't forget to stop by one of the four locations today. If it's making you hungry, go ahead, swing on in. Like Eldon mentioned, they open at 11. They close at 9:30 tonight, you mentioned?
10 o'clock tonight.
So weekends tonight. And I just want to go ahead and say thank you for people texting in and saying good morning. I really appreciate it.
Good morning, everyone.
So before we do another giveaway in just a moment, I want to go ahead and welcome our friend Abraham into the conversation, because we have about 10, 11 minutes left.
Yeah.
So I want to go ahead and just give you the opportunity to introduce him and your partnership with his organization.
Absolutely. So I've been with Sonny's here for honestly just about almost 4 months now. And when I started this journey with Sonny's, that's been amazing and fun. And they've let me do all the crazy things, because we like having fun at Sonny's, because what goes better with barbecue than fun, right?
Right.
And so met this gentleman at a networking event, and we hit it off. He's doing some amazing things in our community, and we began talking. He's doing a youth mental health summit next Friday on the 19th at Gateway Church. And so, Abraham, welcome. I appreciate your part. Sonny's will be doing lunch for all the kiddos.
Yeah. And, can't forget that part. Not the barbecue.
We'll be doing a little barbecue. Well, I've been saying that Abraham is going to, and the other community leaders are going to be feeding their mind, and we'll be feeding their bellies some good Sonny's barbecue.
Yes, sir. That's how you do it. And I'm excited to be here. Thank you, Eldon, for the opportunity. Ever since we met, I was quickly able to recognize the passion that you have for the community, bringing awareness to not only good barbecue, but also matters that matter. And I'm excited to be able to share this platform this morning. My name is Abraham Scully, and I'm the president of Storytelling Solutions of America. And as Eldon mentioned, we're hosting our annual Youth Mental Health Summit exactly 7 days from now. So we're super pumped and excited to bring mental health to the conversation for our teenagers. This event is for teenagers. It's absolutely free. As Eldon mentioned, they will be fed Sonny's barbecue, but we also have so many great activities and events designed for the day for our teenagers.
Awesome. Now, for this event, is this a free community event?
It's free, and it's for teenagers.
Okay.
So it's for teenagers 13 to 18 years old. Anyone who's interested in attending, they'll just visit the website. They'll register to get their ticket.
What's the website, buddy?
It's SSASUMMIT.org. SSASummit.org. And we need everyone to attend who wants to attend to register so that they can get their Sonny's barbecue, as well as their summit t-shirt, their giveaways, and all of the other perks that come with being registered. It's going to be a great event. For some people, they may be aware of the National Crisis Lifeline that has been able to help millions of people throughout the country. We have the founder of the National Hotline who's coming to Pensacola to share his story and the importance of prevention as it relates to mental health crisis and different things like that. So he's one of our speakers. We have a lot of local speakers as well that are teaching teenagers practical, healthy ways to cope with stress.
Life skills.
Mm-hmm. We have dance battles.
We got you on the barbecue skills. This young man is going to help you with the life
skills.
You
need to get and then next, that maybe they can work part-time for y'all when you're fun.
Hey, we're always hiring.
I'm just saying, Eldon, I think that the work ethic goes along with it. I have a teenager.
Yeah.
And you, 100%. When you see like what they face when it comes to mental health challenges, it's very different from when I was a teenager over 20 years ago. And I go, oh my goodness, are we really prepared? You need a network, an entire community behind you helping with it. So I love this event. If you want the link to it, I can go ahead and text it right to you right now, ssasummit.org. I'll get that if you have a teenager in your household, a grandchild, a neighbor, maybe that kiddo that your kid's friends with, right? That maybe you guys can just register them together to go ahead and enjoy this event. We want to make sure that they get their t-shirt, they get registered, and Gateway Church is right around the corner.
Right around the corner.
From our station here at 7251 Plantation Road in our News Radio Cat Country station. So go ahead and get registered today, and I'll text that to you. I want to go ahead and pause before we get too much further. Speaking of locations, we do have a second giveaway this morning.
Yeah.
And you don't have to register for it, right?
No registration.
You just have to walk in the door.
But you do have to walk in the door. And so the code word for this giveaway is going to be kindness. That's going to be our code word for the show. Kindness. Because Sonny's Barbecue has a whole corporate initiative talking about family and fellowship and all those things. We have an initiative called Cue the Kindness. So we're constantly doing things in our community, like supporting Abraham, and, you know, because he's doing good things, trying to help the community and in his own unique way. So Cue the Kindness is our corporate initiative to ensure that we are spreading kindness. Not only is barbecue important, but being kind is importanter.
Absolutely.
That's what I like to say.
Yeah.
It's importanter. And I know that's not proper grammar.
I don't care.
But
I love it.
We like to have good fun. I'm sorry to make you.
No, it's great.
I'm sorry.
Our teenagers are just so important.
Yeah.
They really, like, when people say they're our future, like, no, they're our future.
And it's easy to say things, right? But it's another thing to actually go and do them.
Right.
And so, you know, we as a group, you know, believe that it is important to give back to our communities, to support kindness, to do the good things, to do the right things, and to, you know, be examples of who we want other people to be, right? So that's part of our goals as a company, but it's also who I think I am, and I see Abraham being as well.
Yeah.
And so I wanted to have him on and celebrate that, but also, you know, promote the event that I know is going to ultimately benefit the community in a much bigger picture than just eating good barbecue, as important as that is.
Exactly. It is very important. Food brings people together. Food is healing.
For sure.
Food is made for fellowship and breaking bread, right?
There's a reason why they call it comfort food.
Exactly.
Because it brings people together and we're comforted. Our new COO for our franchise group wrote something he heard from Jose Andreas, the famous Spanish chef, and it said restaurant. And it was a Latin root word for reprieve. And so you get together and have reprieve at the restaurant. So that's kind of the base meaning of what restaurant means. And
that
touched
my soul.
Me.
Wow.
Yeah. It was very moving. And being from Spain, my father was military. So,
that's
you know,
so, cool.
So I was born in Spain. And so Jose Andreas is personally a chef favorite of mine. And so when he wrote this initial letter to our, you know, franchise group, I was like, okay, I like this dude.
Well, you are very layered gentleman,
Eldon.
Oh my goodness. That you're just like blowing my mind. We're hitting every emotion in here.
This is
great. So hey, if you missed us saying, if you are trying to win that $25 gift certificate and a sweet tea, you have to use that magic word, right?
Just the first person that's in.
That's so the first person
it's
that's
at the
in.
Day. For the family feast, that's the second giveaway.
Okay.
We're doing a family feast. So if you need to feed your family, we can do that at Sonny. So it's a whole chicken, pulled pork, sides, bread, everything. So that's the second giveaway for this show. So you just come into the studio, but you got to give the code word kindness.
Kindness.
Yep.
Excellent. That's awesome. It's 9:55. If you have any questions, you can text on in 850-437-1620. I want to ask you, what's your favorite thing to go with barbecue? Like your favorite side?
Favorite side?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not talking like sweet tea. Like
all of them?
Okay.
You not see me?
No, you're doing okay for working at a barbecue place. I would be like a balloon rolling down the hallway.
Almost. I'm just about there.
No, but what do you think?
Favorite side. Oh, my gosh. I mean, I'm a mac and cheese guy. All of them. The barbecue beans. So you know, we talked about putting all the fresh meats on the smoker every night, right?
Yes, sir.
So we don't do baked beans. We do barbecue beans.
Okay.
And so the barbecue beans, what we do at the end of the night, we chop it all up, all the leftover barbecue, and it goes into our baked beans for the next day.
Oh, I didn't know. I didn't realize that.
So all the brisket, all the pulled pork, it gets chopped up real fine, and it goes in the barbecue beans the next day. That's the reason why we have barbecue beans and not baked beans.
Oh, that's why they're called that. That's my
right.
jam.
That's right.
Like
dropping some knowledge, as they say today.
Wait, what? Okay, Abraham, what about you? What's your favorite thing to have go along with barbecue?
Yeah, so I don't want to just say the same thing because Eldon said it, but macaroni and cheese, it's always a favorite. I love their coleslaw at Sonny's Barbecue.
Because it's kind of refreshing.
It is. Yeah. You got it's the just hot like, and the cold.
Like
the
a bread, sizzle.
Crispy bread with the garlic toast.
Yeah. It's very well balanced.
It's balance. It's important. Balance is important in everything, right?
It totally is.
And that's the balance in cooking, right? So, you know, you don't want it too sweet. You don't want it too hot. You want it the right temperature. You don't want it overcooked. You don't want it undercooked. So balance is very important, not only in barbecue, but in life too. And that's what Abraham's going to be helping his youth with on next Friday.
Yeah, that's awesome. So let's go back to that before we wrap up in the next minute and a half. So we have the Youth Mental Health Summit coming up. You said, what was the date again?
July 19th. So exactly 7 days from now, July 19th.
So it is time sensitive to go ahead and get the youth registered for this event, although it's free.
So we only have 200 tickets available. At this point, I think we're at 100 left.
Okay.
So I would say if you have any interest in attending, get registered now so that you can secure your spot. Because we planned for 200 teenagers.
Now,
you mentioned something earlier about the teens and not having the skills. And that's one of the most important things that, you know, we're thinking about as far as they're going to go through difficult situations in life. They're going to have challenges. Mm-hmm. Let's equip them with the skills so that when they experience those things, it's not foreign and they know how to navigate that with the tools. So we're sharing multiple tools with them, different ways to express themselves and live healthier lives.
Excellent. And so just like Abraham mentioned, this is coming up. Register today, ssasummit.org. I'll have everything up on our podcast page at newsradio923.com. I want to go ahead and thank Abraham Scully for joining us today, as well as our new friend Eldon John for making us hungry, making us cry, making us laugh.
Eldon John, that's the new one.
I'm
all
sorry.
Right, let's go.
Okay. Eldon Scott.
Let's go.
That's good.
How many times did you say don't say Eldon John? To me. This is my friend
she
Jess.
You.
Did she
jinxed
not
you.
Say don't say it
yes,
10
did.
Times?
She did. She jinxed it. That's how it goes.
Oh my gosh. And I'm going to podcast this later. But it's a good thing I don't get embarrassed about anything. And you're probably about
that's
to give
what
me a
makes
sweet
it fun.
Tea.
That's
Eldon,
what makes it fun.
You're going to be back here on the Always Sunny Show.
Next week.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.